We're going to look at the first epistle of John, chapter 3.
我们来看约翰一书第三章。
First epistle of John, chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
Verse 1.
第一节,
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱, 使我们得称为神的儿女。
Behold,
看啊,
that word means give attention.
这个意思是叫我们留意。
As we began our first session, we begin the second two.
我们开始了第一个信息，如今我们开始第二个啦。
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God.
看啊，神所赐俾过我哋系何等嘅慈爱，叫我哋呢班人。 竟然能够称为神的儿女。
Are you not surprised?
我们是不是觉得很稀奇呢?
You,
你和我,
should be called a child of God.
竟能够称为神的儿女。
And apparently no doubt about it, such we are, he says.
并且约翰是很确定地认为, 我们也真是他的儿女。
And what's the result of that?
结果是什么呢?
People say, oh, these are queer people.
世人就说,这班是很奇怪的人,怪人来的这班人。
They're different from us.
他跟我们不同的。
Says the world knoweth us not. If we are really the children of God.
如果我们真是神的儿女, 这里就说,世人所以不认识我们, 是因为未曾认识他。
We are peculiar people.
我们是神独特的子民。
We're evidently different from others.
我们是跟世人是不同的。
How did we become that?
我们怎样能够这样呢?
Different from others. I don't want to be different from others.
你说我都不想跟其他人不同。
I want to be like everybody else.
我想跟其他那些人都一样。
I want to be accepted by all.
因为我想被他们来接纳我。
How did we become different if we are?
如果我们是这样, 我怎样能够跟他们有分别呢?
Well, that's what we're going to learn.
所以我们需要有这样学习。
What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God.
神赐给我们是何等的慈爱, 使我们得称为神的儿女。
You know, we might be called all kinds of names.
我们或者可以被称为很多样的东西。
People might say, oh, you are a donkey.
别人或者说你是好像一只驴这样。
Oh, you are an ass.
或者你是一只都是驴了。
Same thing, of course, another word. Called all kinds of things, aren't we?
我们被人叫做很多样东西了。
Foolish, religious, fanatical.
蠢人,这些好像很极端的宗教信仰的人等等。
Called the children of God.
但是我们是神的儿女。
And such we are.
我们也真是他的儿女。
But how did it happen?
但是怎样发生的呢?
To what kingdom do we belong?
我们是属于哪一个的国度呢?
There are five kingdoms, you know.
我们知不知道有五个的国度呢?
There's the mineral kingdom. Mineral kingdom, gold and silver.
有一个国是那些金属的国。
There's the vegetable kingdom.
Vegetable. 蔬菜的国度。
And there's the animal kingdom.
那些野兽的国度。
And there's the human kingdom.
人类的角度。
And what else?
还有呢?
The heavenly kingdom.
天国。
Well now, the mineral may say, I'd like to be a cabbage.
那些金属可能说,我想成为一个椰菜。
But how can it be a cabbage?
怎样能够变为一个椰菜呢?
It's got to go up if it's going to be a cabbage.
我们要生长,如果要成为一个椰菜。
Because the cabbages are up in the vegetable kingdom.
因为在蔬菜的角度里面,椰菜是在上面的。
So how can the gold or the silver or the brass of the mineral kingdom go up?
所以嗰啲啊金啊银啊铁啊嗰啲，点样能够上到去呢个蔬菜嘅国度咧
？How can the iron become a cabbage？
铁点样能够成为椰菜咧
？One leg with its heart in its head。The cabbage, one leg with its heart in its head。
啊，嗰、那个椰菜咧，又有一只脚。
Well, it can. How?
它可以的，但是怎样呢？
By the cabbage going down and taking up the iron.
就是呢，椰菜呢，落到去它那里，来到吸收那些铁。
Why do you value cabbage and eat cabbage?
为什么我们要吃那些椰菜呢？
Because it's got iron in it.
因为呢，它在它里面有铁质的成分。
But how did it get iron in it?
它怎样来到吸取到那些铁质呢？
Because it went down and took it out.Of the kingdom below.
因为呢，嗰啲椰菜呢，佢根呢，係好深嘅落到去嗰度吸收铁质咁样吸到上嚟。
But now it's a cabbage that says, oh, I'd like to be a cow.
但係呢，个椰菜呢，而家又话我想成为一隻牛喎。
But how can it become a cow?
佢点样变为一隻牛啊
?Struggling, struggling to go up.
一路一路挣扎，要向上挣扎。
No.
唔係咁嘅。
By the cow eating the cabbage is now in the animal kingdom.
透过只牛咧去食嗰啲嘅椰菜，如今咧个椰菜咧就进入咗去动物嘅角度里边啦。
Now the cow says, "I would like to be the cow man."
咁咧，老 cow boy。咁啊，而家只牛咧话我而家要成为一个人啦。
How can it become the cow man?
点样能够成为一个赶牛嘅人咧
？The same principle.
都是同样原则啫。
Moving from one to the other, ascending into the kingdom above.
就是向上升，进入去在上面的那个角度的里面。
It is always on the principle of the upper coming down.
就是呢，一路根据这个原则，就是那个在上面的落到去下面。
What did the Lord say at the bush?
主耶稣怎样讲到那些的荆棘啊
？I have come down.
主耶稣说我下来。
What does he do by coming down?
他下来做些什么呢?
He translates us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son.
他将我们从黑暗的角度权势里面迁移到去爱子光明的角度里面。
So how can the cow become a cow man?
所以只牛怎样能够变为一个赶牛的人呢?
By the cow man eating the cow.
就是呢,这个赶牛的人呢,吃了牛肉啦。
But still there's a human. How is a human going to get out of the human into the heavenly?
但是我们这些人这个角度又怎样能够进到去属天的角度啊
You've got the answer already, haven't you?
我们已经得到个答案了是不是
By him coming down.
就是你为主从天降下。
Jesus tells us in different times and places why he came.
主耶稣在不同的地方不同的时候告诉我们为什么他要来到。
In John chapter 10 and verse 10,
约翰福音第十章十节
is one of the places where we read why he came.
这个是其中一处的地方我们读到为什么主耶稣要来。
I am come that you might have life, you might have it abundantly.
我来了是要叫人得生命并且得的更丰盛。
He came that we might have life.
他来是要叫我们得生命。
Why?
为什么
Because we were dead in our trespasses and sins.
因为我们原本是死在过犯罪恶之中。
What does it mean to be dead in trespasses and sins?
什么叫做死在过犯罪恶之中呢
What does it mean when a man or woman is dead?
一个人无论男人或者女人死了是什么意思啊
When a boy or a girl is dead, what does it mean?
或者一个小孩子一个小女孩死了是什么意思呢
They have no feeling.
讲到就是讲到他们没了感觉了。
You can take a pin and prick them, they don't respond.
你用支针去刺那些死人没反应的。
The dead can't respond, have no feelings.
死人是没感觉没反应的。
That's what it means to be dead in sins.
这个就是死在罪里面的意思了。
We can test it for ourselves.
我们可以自己来做这个试验的。
When the glorious gospel is preached,
当这个荣耀的福音这样传给我们的时候
Christ died for us,
基督为我们死
We might have a future in heaven with him,
叫我们将来能够在天上与他同在
I'm not interested, I'm not moved、
哎、我都没兴趣听这些东西我完全没反应
There's no response
没感觉没反应
No dancing eyes
没很欢乐的跳舞
No happy countenance
冇好开心嘅嚟到唱歌。
I'm dead，
好似死咗。
Oh, it says the preaching of hell。
如果嗰度系传关于地狱嘅信息
，the terrors of eternity without Christ，
就系喺永世嘅里边冇咗基督。
Still no trembling，
嗰度仍旧系冇反应，冇惧怕。
Why？
点解
？No feeling dead in trespasses and sins，
因为系死喺罪恶过犯之中，冇感觉。
Wow, but so different when He comes and gives us His life。
但系当主耶稣嚟到将生命俾到我哋个时候，嗰个嘅情形就非常唔同啦。
Why did God create this world？
神点解要创造呢个世界呢
？You know why? You know how our Bible begins, don't you？
我哋都知道圣经系点样开始嘅，系咪咧
？In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth。
起初神创造天地。
Why did He do that？
点解佢要咁做呢
？For whom did He do that？
为咗边一个要咁做呢
？Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 tells us。
哥罗西书第一章十六节话俾我哋听。
For Himself。
系为咗佢自己。
God created the heavens and the earth for Himself.
你话啊，神为咗佢自己嚟到创造天地。
Was He not satisfied with the vast universe that already existed that He should plant or make this planet?
神岂不是已经为咗佢啊所拥有嘅诸天诸地咁伟大嘅宇宙嚟到应该感觉到满足啦咩？
啊 ，He has a purpose in creating the heavens and the earth.
冇错，佢创造天同埋地系有个目的嘅。
He's not only God.
佢唔单单系神。
He has the heart of a father.
并且佢有一个父亲咁嘅心。
These two words are so different, aren't they?
呢两个字都系好唔同嘅，系咪咧
？God. What's the meaning of God?
神。神嘅意思系乜嘢咧
？And father.
父亲。
What's the meaning of father?
父亲嘅意思又系乜嘢咧
？Well, the meaning of God, I have concluded, is this.
神嘅意思，我有个结论就系、是。
God is one who is responsible for all things.
神系嗰位系要向一切嚟到负责嘅嗰一位。
Many people blame God for disasters.
有好多人咧将呢啲天然嘅灾害呢啲嘅灾害呢啲嘅事情咧推究喺神嘅身上。
They fail to thank Him for blessings.
佢哋唔因着神俾佢哋祝福咧嚟到感谢神。
But God is responsible for everything.
但是神呢他是呢要向任何一种的事情来负责。
He may appoint things, or he may permit things.
他可能会指定一些东西或者是容许一些东西。
You know, when Paul was in Athens,
当保罗去到雅典的时候
he saw the place filled with shrines and idols.
他看见雅典那个地方充满着那些偶像。
And then he saw one idol, to the unknown God.
跟住呢佢见到一个偶像嗰度写住呢系未知之神。
Why was that?
点解呢
?Well, I'm told it was for this reason.
有人话俾我听系咁嘅原因。
The Greeks always attributed disasters or whatever happened, they always attributed it to God.
嗰啲嘅希利人啊当时呢无论有啲咩天然嘅灾害发生呢佢总系推究喺神嘅身上。
And with many disasters, many troubles,
咁有好多当时有好多嘅天灾啊、人祸啊等等。
Attributing it to God, they had many gods。
咁佢哋就将呢啲嘅事情咧推喺神嘅身上。啊，当时佢哋有好多嘅神噶啦。
But then one time they had a disaster, they didn't know which god they had would be responsible for it。
啊，有个时候咧，佢哋有一件嘅灾难，佢哋唔知道究竟呢个灾难应该推喺边一位神嘅身上，佢嘅责任系边个
？So they decided to find out this way。
所以他们就这样来到想尝试找出究竟是哪一位。
They would set a flock of sheep free.
他们呢就让一群的羊呢是自由地去走。
Let it go down the street or through the town.
让这群羊呢落到去那些街道上面。
And where the sheep stopped,
当那些羊停低的时候
that would be the God responsible for the disaster.
停在那处的地方就是那里的神呢是是需要负责任为了这个灾难的。
But what did the sheep do?
那那些羊怎样呢
?They saw a nice green field, they went there and lay down.
他们见到啊有一大大绿色的草地很靓他们就去到那里瞓低了在那里。
There wasn't any shrine or idol there.
那里根本没有其他那些神像啊或者属神的地方。
So there they built the altar to the unknown God.
所以他们就在那处呢就捉了一座坛就说啊是未知之神的。
God responsible. He is, I believe he's responsible for everything.
冇错，我相信神系需要为一切嘅事嚟到负责。
In His wisdom and His love, He's responsible for every event here on earth.
喺佢嘅智慧，喺佢嘅爱嘅里边，佢系会为到地上一切嘅发生嘅事情嚟到负责嘅。
But that's not the end of the story.
但系嗰个嘅结局并非停喺嗰一处。
After God had created heaven and earth.
当神创造了天地之后呢
had provided all the vegetables and the separating of the water from the land.
他做了很多的蔬菜等等又将水和地分开之后呢
What did he say?
他怎么说呢
Let us make man in our likeness and image.
神说让我们照着我们的形象和样式来做人。
Oh, he's got the heart of a father.
神乃是一个为父的心。
He wants to be a father.
神要成为一个嘅父亲
，because father has children, don't they?
父亲系有儿女嘅，系咪咧
？See, I'm not a father.
我唔系一个嘅父亲。
I was married for 51 years.
我已经结咗婚31年啦。
And had a wonderful
51年
had a wonderful wife.
我有一个好好嘅太太。
But we were married only at 40 years of age.
但系我哋咧系喺40岁嘅时候先结婚嘅。
That's a bit late for family.
所以嗰时候已经太迟啦，冇办法有儿女啦。
But we ask the Lord, please give us twins to make up for lost time.
但系我哋祈求神咧，阿神啊，求你俾我哋有对孖生嘅仔女啦，叫我哋所丧失嘅时候能够补翻。
But he didn't do that.
但系神冇咁做。
My wife had one miscarriage, and that was the end.
我太太有一次系难产，咁之后咧，我哋都冇细路啦。
What's a father?
父亲系点样
？He's one that has a family.
父亲系有一个嘅家庭。
That's why we know God as Father, because He has a family.
我哋认识呢位神系一位父亲，因为佢系有个家庭。
When we read in the first epistle of John,
当我哋读到约翰一书嘅时候
，we find those two words.
我哋就揾到呢两个字啦。
God, Father,
神同埋父亲。
What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God?
父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
But that's not the end, it's just the beginning.
但是这个只不过是一个的开始。
See what we read?
我们继续来到看。
In Romans,
罗马书
chapter 8,
第八章
and verse 17.
十七节。
Romans chapter 8,
罗马书第八章
and verse 17.
十七节。
I take a little time now to find my places. Excuse me.
请大家原谅我，因为我需要一啲嘅时间先揾到呢啲经文。
Romans chapter 8 and verse 17.
罗马书第八章十七节。
If children, heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be we suffer with Him, that we may be glorified with Him.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Heirs, H-E-I-R, not hair, heirs.
后嗣不是头发。
What are they? What are heirs?
后嗣是什么呢
？They are those who by birth have a right.To what the parent has.
后嗣就是因着他出生在那个的家庭里面他就有这个权利能够得着他父母所有的。
It's called a birthright.
这个就是讲到叫做出生权。
And it can't be disputed if we've been born of a father.
如果我们是从那个父亲生出来的这个就是不可以再拗叫的了。
We are heirs.
我们就是他的后嗣
了。By birth we have a right to what he has.
因着我们的出生我们就有一个权利能够得着他所有的。
Now, of course, father may not be rich.
当然我们那位父亲未必一定是有钱的。
So he may say, well, I'm an heir, but I haven't got much future.
所以有很多人说我是后嗣但是我好像没什么前途了。
I'm a twin, I've got a twin brother.
我有一位孖生兄弟的。
But he was born 40 minutes before I was.
他呢是在我出世之前呢 ,14 分钟先出世的。
So he's the one who has the right to the heir.
所以呢他是有那个后嗣那个权啊那个出生权啊。
Now of course father has gone and that matter has already been settled.
當然我的父親已經離世了，咁嗰、那個財產嗰方面已經係已經分好咗啦。
My father divided between the three of us, sister and two boys, equally.
我的父親咧係我同埋我媽生兄弟同埋另一位嘅妹妹咧，三個人咧係平分佢嘅財產嘅。
But an heir is one who by birth had a right to what the parent has.
但後次就是因着他出生在那個家庭裏面，他就有權利來到得著他父母所有的。
And if we're children of God, our Father,
如果我們是神的後子，
we are heirs of God.
我們是父這位父神的後子，我們就是他的後子了。
And what does Psalm 24 verse 1 say?
詩篇24篇第一節怎麼說呢？
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
And what does this say?
这里讲什么呢？
If heirs, heirs of God.
如果是后嗣，就是神的后嗣。
There's no estimating, no ability to calculate what he really has, the wealth.Our God and Father has.
我们根本没有能力去估计到我们这位神那个的财产那个的丰富是有几咁的丰富。
But by the word of God, we have right by birth to what he has.
但是透过神的话，我们知道我们因着我们出生的在这个家里面，我们就有权去享用神所有的。
Of course, we may have to wait for death.
当然我们需要等到死那天啦。
But then Hebrews chapter 9 tells us the death has taken place already.
但希伯来书第九章告诉我们听，那个死已经是出现了。
He had died.
因为主耶稣已经死了。
So we have indisputable right to the wealth of God so generous.
所以我们呢能够有一个无可拗撬的权利，能够得着神那个丰富的产业。
Now, what's the purpose of him giving all?
咁神俾过我哋一切系带住咩嘅目的呢？
Giving us right to all.
俾过我哋一切嘅权利带住咩目的呢？
We may be joint heirs with Christ.
叫我哋能够与基督一同作后嗣。
That's tremendous, isn't it?
呢个系非常厉害嘅，系咪呢？
Heirs of Christ as well.
系基督嘅后嗣。
And what he an heir to?
我同埋与佢一同作后嗣。
To the glory of the Father.
就是叫我们能够得享神的荣耀。
What did Jesus pray?
主耶稣怎么祷告呢？
Glorify me with the glory I had with you from the foundation of the world.
神啊，求你荣耀我，好像你的荣耀一样，因为在创世以前，你已经是这样荣耀我了。
Now, brothers and sisters, the point of me saying all this is simple.
弟兄姊妹，我之所以讲咁多说话是很简单的。
God the Father wants you and I to know why we are here.
父神要你和我知道究竟我们为什么会在这一处。
What are we here for?
我们究竟在这个地上为了什么？
And if we are children of God, what are we here for?
如果我们是神的儿女的时候，我们在这一处究竟为了什么？
A few years ago, I met a young woman in her early 20s.
几年前呢，我遇见一位大约廿零岁的女子。
She was very bright and vigorous, positive.
她是很积极的，并且是很聪明的。
But she had been to a doctor friend of ours with whom we were staying.
她就去到探望一个的朋友，是医生来的，我们都是住在那处的。
And she told him that she had tried to take her life.
她就告诉这位医生的朋友听呢，说她想自杀。
He said, why did you do that?
这位医生就问他为什么这样做了。
Well, I had nothing to live for.
这位女子就说我都没什么能够继续活下去的意义了。
You know, a lot of young people get that point when they feel like that.
有很多的年轻人都是感觉到好像没什么意义，他们就去到想要自杀。
They see no goal, they don't see any purpose or outcome.
因为他们好像看不到有出路，他们看不到人生有什么目的，有什么意义。
Difficult to get jobs.
很难找到工作。
And difficult to get the right ones.
很难找到适合的工作。
What's the purpose?
什么有什么目的呢在这个地上？
You get to the point when they say, nothing to live for.
他们就说我好像没什么能够
活落去啦。
And that's what this young woman said. She tried to take her life. She had nothing to live for.
呢个年轻嘅女子就系咁样嘅原因，佢要自杀啦，因为佢话佢冇乜嘢可以活落去啦。
Children of God, you have nothing to live for.
神嘅儿女竟然冇乜嘢能够活落去。
Is that true?
系咪真嘅咧
？No, of course not.
当然唔系啦。
Heirs of God.
我哋系作神嘅后嗣嘅。
And joint heirs with Christ.
并且与基督一同作后嗣。
And if we suffer with Him.
如果我们与他一同受苦
we shall share his glory.
我们就必定与他一同得荣耀。
What did Jesus say in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21?
主耶稣在启示录三章二十一节那里怎么说呢
He that overcometh shall sit with me in my throne, as I have overcome and am seated with my Father in his throne.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
Glorified together with him, what's it mean?
咩叫做与基督一同得荣耀啊
？It means sitting on the throne.
就系讲到与佢一同坐喺宝座上。
You say I'm not interested in sitting on the throne.
你话我冇乜兴趣想同佢一齐坐宝座。
A lot of people are like that.
好多人都系咁谂嘅。
Regarding the real thought and desire of the Father, they are indifferent.
他们好像对父神这种这么重的心意呢好像漠不关心一样。
They say, if I get to heaven, that's alright.
他说我只能够上到天堂我已经很满足了。
We had a brother visit us in Madras.
有一位弟兄从 Madras 来到探望我们。
He was a Lord's servant with some reputation.
他是挺有声誉的一位神的仆人来的。
And he had three questions.
他有三个问题。
Are you born again?
你是不是重生啊
Do you break bread?
你是不是麦饼的?
Have you been baptized?
你有没有受过浸呢?
You put it the other way, I've got the order wrong. Are you born again?
你是不是重生啊?
Do you break bread? Are you baptized?
你是不是受了浸啊?
And what the other one? Do you break bread?
你有没有麦饼啊?
That was all.
就是问这三个问题了。
He was satisfied if they could say the three R's, or whatever that is.
如果他们能够是这样答这三个问题他就很满足了。
Born again,
重生
baptized,
受浸
breaking bread,
麦饼
Is that, that's only the initial, that's only the paddling and the showers of divine experience.
这个只不过是很开始的很肤浅的一些属灵的经历。
Are you satisfied with that?
我们是不是就这样已经是满足了
Well, you may have been, and you may be still, I don't know.
或者你如今都还是因为这样已经满足了。
But I'm not.
但是我不是。
I get out of my bed every morning with a spring in my step.
我呢每朝早起身呢
A spring in my step. Spiritually, a jump.
好像被浸吉吉的。好开心啊一起身朝头早。
We've something to look for, brothers and sisters.
因为我们是有目的这样生活的弟兄姊妹。
It's a prize, yes.
没错那里需要附带但是。
But we're entitled to it if we're children of God.
那里是有价值的我们是因着神的儿女我们是有这样的权利去得到这个这样的。
Don't be like Esau.
我们不要好像以扫一样。
What did Esau do?
以扫怎么做呢?
He despised his birthright.
他是藐视他的出生权。
No, that's nothing.
他说哎这些长子的名分我轻看他。
The soup was more important to him than the birthright.
最紧要的是那碗汤那些长子的名分不紧要了。
That's what we're told in Epistle to the Hebrews.
这个就是我们在希伯来书那里这么告诉我们听的。
You can see the verse, chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Verse 14 to 17.
希伯来书十二章十四至十七节。
Alright, you read.
希伯来书十二章十四节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。非圣洁没有人能见主，又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗的，如以扫的，他因一点食物，把自己长子的名分卖了。
See that no one falls short of the grace of God.
我们要看见，没有人离弃了神给我们的祝福。
The grace of God.
神的恩典,
what does that mean?
是什么意思呢?
To give us an equal place with Christ.
神的恩典就是要叫我们能够与基督是在同一个位置的那里。
Joined hands with Christ.
与基督一同的作后置。
Where is our Lord?
主耶稣如今在哪里呢?
He's in the most holy place.
他是在最圣洁的地方。
What is the most holy place?
那个至圣的地方是在哪里呢?
It's to be as near to the Father as it's possible to be.
就是说最能够接近这位神的地方。
Having made purification of sin, he is sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
他洁净了人的罪，如今他是坐在这位父神的右边。
And the Apostle writing to the Hebrews, what does he say?
希伯来书的作者他怎么说呢?
Holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession.
他说同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，我们要思想那位为使者的那位耶稣。
We're not told exactly who wrote the epistle to the Hebrews.
我们不知道究竟是谁来写希伯来书。
In my Bible, it says the epistle of Paul, the apostle to the Hebrews.
在我的圣经呢，这里是讲到呢，是保罗这位希伯来的使徒，是那位作者。
That's what the printer has put in.
这个是印圣经的人呢，写在上面啫。
But who is the apostle in this epistle?
但究竟写这封书信的使徒是谁呢?
It's the Son. Lord Jesus, the Son.
那是神的儿子耶稣。
The epistle begins with God spoke by different people at different times, but now, finally, by His Son.
希伯来书一开始就讲到神是在古时是藉着很多人来讲不同的东西，但是如今在这个时候就藉着他儿子来晓谕我们。
And I think if that means, as I understand it, it means Jesus.
在这里是接着我的领会呢，那是讲到这位 写书的作者就是主自己。
He is the speaker in this marvelous epistle to the Hebrews.
他就是写这封书信要向这帮希伯来人讲说话的这位。
And we must listen to him.
我们需要听他。
Because if he's the apostle, it must be important what he's talking about.
因为如果他是这位写这封书信的使者的时候，就很重要，我们需要来听他讲这些重要的说话。
If you want to send an important message to someone else,
如果我们是需要寄给一些人一些很重要的消息,
you choose the bearer of the message according to the importance of the message.
你就按照那个消息的重要性呢，来拣一些人去派那些消息出去。
And when Jesus is the apostle,
当主耶稣自己成为那个使者的时候,
the message must be important.
那个消息他要派出去的消息一定是非常重要的。
And what is it about in substance?
那究竟中心的内容是什么呢?
It's about the present period.
我是讲到在这末世就是在现今。
See, it says in Hebrews chapter 2.
在第二章那里有这么讲的。
And verse 5.
第二章第五节那里。
Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 5.
希伯来书第二章第五节。
For indeed, He did not subject to angels the world to come, concerning which we are speaking.
我们所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖。
The world to come, whereof we are speaking.
我们如今所讲的，乃是将来的世界。
We haven't got many details of the world to come.
我们好像不是很知道将来的世界那些详细的内容。
But we have sufficient to realize, whoa, it's going to be so different, wonderful.
但是我们有足够的资料知道将来的世界实在是非常的美好，非常的不同的。
The world to come is a reference to the millennium.
将来那个世界可能是指到那个千禧年的角度。
That's the age to come, that's the world to come.
这个就是将来要来到的那个世界。
And it's going to be wonderful.
将要是非常的美好。
So different to the present time.
跟如今这个世界是非常不同的。
When righteousness shall rule.
在那个时候, 公义要来到管理管辖一切。
Now we are troubled and distressed by so much crookedness and deceit.
如今在这个世界因着很多的诡诈很多的弯曲整到有很多的有很多不正义的事。
So much diminishing the importance of the thing that is most precious.
有很多是很宝贵的事但是因着这些的世界的风气叫这些的宝贵性已经大大的减低了。
Such easy taking of the things that are perishing and leaving the things that are eternal.
很多时候我们很容易就要去拿一些将要过去将要毁灭的东西但是对能够传到永世的那些的有价值的东西我们却不是去争取。
Since I was a kid, I have been praying as taught by my parents.
当我是一个小蚊仔从我是一个小蚊仔一直的我的父母就是这样教导我祷告。
Thy kingdom come,Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在天上，如同行在地上。
And perhaps most of us
行在地上，如同行在天上。
Perhaps most of us here this afternoon have prayed that prayer since we were kids.
这个或者是我们当中很多人从细蚊仔的时候已经是这样来到祷告了。
Have we really meant it?
我们这样祷告的时候是不是真的这样去咁真心咁去咁求呢
？Have we really longed for it to come？
我哋系咪真系咁渴望神嘅国降临呢
？When here on earth is done as it is done in heaven，
系咪真系咁样渴望佢嘅旨意成就喺地上，如同喺天上
？Well, that's the world to come。
呢个就系将来嘅世界。
And that's for which we are being prepared。
如今我哋喺呢处就系被准备好，要嚟到进入呢个将来嘅世界。
Yes, of God。
我们是神的后嗣
joint heirs with Christ,
与基督一同作后嗣
if so be we suffer with him we shall reign with him
如果我们和他一同受苦我们就和他一同得荣耀
don't compromise
我们不要妥协
don't duck when danger is at hand
当我们遇见危险的时候我们不要好像惊了他
be brave by the Spirit
我们要靠着神的灵刚强起来
To run the race and press on for the prize.
我们要跑，要奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
For the on high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
得着神从上头所召我们来得的奖赏。
I think I better stop there.
我相信我要在这处结束了。
But I do desire my brothers and sisters, I pray for them every morning, my brothers and sisters, they might have The calling of God before them and live in the light of that.
但每朝早我都为到我亲爱的弟兄姊妹来祷告愿他们看见神在他们身上那个的呼召并且他们是活进那个的呼召的当中。
In the sanctuary, details of which were given for Moses, to Moses for the wilderness.
在神在旷野里面给摩西一些信息的里面
That tented tabernacle which was built according to God's instructions
就是那个会幕那个的内容是照着山上的样式来到颁布下来的
What did it have?
有些什么呢
It had three partitions
有三个的帐幕
Or three sections
或者三部分
There was the outer court
外院
There was the holy place
圣所
There was the most holy place.
至圣所
And what is the message of Hebrews?
希伯来书的信息是什么呢
Not getting to the outer court and saying, ah, well, we're happy for heaven now.
不是站在外院的时候已经说啊我们很开心了我们已经在天堂了
No, but seeing there's another place, the holy place.
我们只是看到还有圣所
And beyond that, there's the most holy.
并且在圣所之内还有至圣所
That is why we are created or reborn.
这个就是我们为什么被造或者我们为什么要重生
That is what it should be before us.
这个就是我们应当有的盼望
The unspeakable privilege of nearness to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
透过主耶稣基督我们能够何等的去接近这位神这个是何等的宝贵
Well, we will stop there for the present time.
如今我们就停在这处了
Press on, brothers and sisters, press on.
弟兄姊妹，我们要继续向前，要继续向前。
There's not only a gift of life, there's a prize.
不单单是有生命的恩典，并且那里有赏赐，有赏赐的恩典。
What's the difference between a gift and a prize?
赏赐和
礼物有啲咩分别呢？
The difference is, a gift is taken with an empty hand.
个分别就系话，礼物系你空空手就可以攞到嘅。
But the prize is a result of running the race and winning.
但系赏赐乃系需要你去奔跑嗰条路，并且要去赢得嘅。
To gain the prize, effort must be set forth.
要得到呢个赏赐，你必须要努力。
And to bear the image of our Lord Jesus and share the glory with Him,
要活出主耶稣基督嘅形象，要与他同享荣耀。
We've got to grow up.
你就需要长大成人。
What does it say?
点讲呢？
Galatians chapter 4.
加太书第四章。
This is my last remark.
我最后一句嘅说话。
Galatians chapter 4.
加太书第四章。
Verse
1, 第一节
to
1 to 5. 第一节到第五节。
You read.
加太书第四章第一节，我说那承受产业的，虽然是全业的主人，不坏，但为孩童的时候，却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师傅和管家的手下，直等他父亲预定的时候来到。我们为孩童的时候，受管于世俗小学之下，也是如此。及至事后满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
To receive the adoption of sons，
叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Children are good， children are good，
儿女是好的。
But they're only servants while they're children.
但是当他们为儿子的时候呢，只不过是奴仆啫。
They do what they are told.
因为他们是有人吩咐他们这样做，他们就照做了。
At least that's what children are supposed to do.
因为这些是儿女所应当做的。
But God doesn't want children only.
但是神不是要单单一些得到一些儿女。
They won't be suitable for the future.
因为他们呢，这样是前面是不适合了。
If children rule your house, it's ruinous, chaotic.
如果那些儿女来到管治你的家的时候，你的家就变得很混乱了。
And if by any accident, children of God got to the throne, it would be fatal.
如果是因着一些意外，那些儿女能够坐在宝座上面，那就会导致很大的危险了。
We've got to grow up.
我们需要长大。
We've got something before us.
因为我们前面是有盼望的。
We've got a purpose for life.
我们是在人生里面是有意义的。
And we must press on for that.
我们一定要是继续的向前。
That's what the apostle was exercised about in Philippians chapter 3.
这个就是保罗在腓立比书第三章那里所勉励我们的话。
Forgetting the things that are behind us, we press toward the mark for the prize of the on high calling.Of God in Christ Jesus.
就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面照我来得的奖赏。
Amen.
Amen.